Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Diane Farsetta.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. In our top spin, a federal district judge in San Francisco ordered the WikiLeaks website to be disabled. WikiLeaks is a collaborative website that allows people to anonymously publish whistleblower documents. Some of those documents allegedly showed money laundering and tax evasion at a Cayman Islands bank. The bank brought the case to court. In a later and less sweeping ruling, the judge ordered WikiLeaks to stop distributing the bank documents. WikiLeaks is still available online through other web domain names. Many see the case as an important test of how First Amendment rights apply to the internet.
The U.S. Air Force is trying to win the hearts and minds of young Iraqis through comic books. The Air Force is advertising an up to $2.4 million contract to produce and distribute across Iraq 12 issues of the 6th Brigade comic book. The comic is designed to, quote, highlight the professionalism of the Iraqi Special Operations Forces and to enhance the public perception of the Iraqi security forces as a capable, well-trained professional fighting force, end quote. The PR firm Lincoln Group previously held the contract and may continue working on the comic book. In 2005, the Lincoln Group was outed for placing covert U.S. propaganda in Iraqi newspapers.
If you want to win Time Magazine's Person of the Year award, you might want to hire the PR firm Ketchum. The Russian Federation hired Ketchum last year to promote itself around the G8 summit and to showcase President Vladimir Putin. Ketchum lobbied Time to make Putin its Person of the Year, which it did in 2007. Ketchum also works for Gazprom, the Russian government's natural gas monopoly. Gazprom pays Ketchum $250,000 a month. Last year, the firm organized Gazprom briefings for U.S. reporters and think tanks and arranged U.S. meetings for Gazprom executives.
It's sad when you lose something, especially when it's your academic integrity. Coach Corporation, which makes handbags, shoes, and other accessories, paid New York's Hunter College to offer a class about counterfeit goods. Coach lobbyists developed the curriculum, and a company lawyer supervised the entire class. The students created an anti-counterfeiting campaign featuring a fictional student, Heidi C., who supposedly lost a Coach bag and was tricked into buying a counterfeit replacement. Here's part of a video that the students made.
Hey guys, it's Heidi C. Thanks so much for coming. A lot of you might not know me, but I'll bet you've seen my missing posters all over school. Here's the deal. I had the cutest Coach bag ever. It was a gift from an ex of mine that I'm still very close to. But I made the klutzy mistake of forgetting it in the cafeteria, and whoever swiped it is going down.
Professor Stuart Ewan is protesting his college's involvement. He says Hunter College pressured an instructor without tenure to teach the corporate-sponsored fake class against fake goods.
And we have a win against spin to report. A Canadian global warming skeptics group is facing the heat for its radio ad campaign around Canada's 2006 elections. The ads criticized Liberal politicians for supporting reductions in greenhouse gas emissions. The ads were funded by Friends of Science. Part of that group's funding came from an account associated with the University of Calgary, possibly breaking campaign finance rules. The university launched an investigation prompted by information on SourceWatch. SourceWatch is a collaborative website hosted by the Center for Media and Democracy, which produces the weekly radio spin. The university has closed the Friends of Science account but has not made its investigation public. Canada's Parliament and Elections Commission may launch their own investigations.
And now it's time to play 6 degrees of Spin and Fakin, our look at the connections between media manipulators. Earlier, we mentioned the PR firm Lincoln Group. It's infamous for its propaganda in Iraq, which has included everything from planting newspaper stories to designing ad campaigns to distributing anti-terror water bottles. But the firm's also done work in Pakistan. In 2006, the Lincoln Group received a contract to support economic development in Pakistan by promoting investment in the country's textile, energy, technology, and telecom industries. The Lincoln Group also reportedly tried to get a U.S. teen television program aired in Pakistan to introduce U.S. culture to Pakistani youth.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.